بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أسأل الله تعالى أن يوفقنا لما يحب ويرضى، وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا، وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، وزدنا علما كثيرا. أما بعد، فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah reward all of you inshaAllah ta'ala with a great reward for staying for the class in the Tajweed of the Qur'an, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, last time we began studying the makharij of the tongue, or the letters that are pronounced from the tongue. And if you recall, the tongue is divided into four areas, or four parts, where the letters are pronounced from. The tongue has four main areas where we pronounce letters from: the back of the tongue, the sides of the tongue, the middle of the tongue, and the tip of the tongue. So we have 18 letters on the tongue and 10 emission points. The 10 emission points and 18 letters are divided amongst these four areas of the tongue. And we spent a few lessons talking about the qaf and the kaf. Qaf is a letter of thickness and a letter of qalqala, and a letter that is pronounced with strength, in shiddah, from the back part of the tongue. Iqqa, no air comes out, no humps. And the kaf, the difference between the qaf and the kaf is that the kaf is a thin letter. You pronounce it with a thin sound, and it has air that comes out. Ik, like misk. So it's a thin letter, it has air coming out. It's not a letter of strength or shiddah, and it doesn't have qalqala. So those are the main differences. So if you remember, we said, for example, إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى. So you see how the qaf, you say qa, like opening the mouth wide, and the kaf is making the mouth thin. إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى. So you see the qa, it's a thick sound, and ka is a thin sound. Ka is a cat, and qa is like the qarun. It's a very thick sound to it. So these are the two letters of the back part of the tongue that we learned about. You can see the diagram here. It's a little bit small. You might need a microscope to see it. But if you look carefully, you can see the back part of the tongue. You see the qaf and the kaf. Do you have a paper? It's okay. Does everybody have it? Yeah, so if you look with a magnifying glass, you can see the qaf and the kaf in the back part of the tongue on the diagram. And so today, inshallah, we're going to cover the next part of the tongue, which is called the middle of the tongue. The middle of the tongue. And the middle of the tongue, it has three letters. Three letters. If you look very carefully, you can see in the middle of the tongue, it has the jeen, the sheen, and the ya. Jeen, sheen, and ya. Those parts, they come from the middle part of the tongue. So the jeen is what we're going to cover today, inshallah ta'ala. The letter jeen. The letter jeen is a letter that is pronounced from the middle of the tongue. And it is written, as you can see, usually it has a tail on the bottom. If it's written by itself, if it's written in the middle of a word or in the beginning of a word, it doesn't have that tail. It's just written like the top part with a dot underneath. The jeen is a letter that is thin. This is a very common mistake that people make. They think jeen is a letter of thickness or tafkheem. So they say, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. For example, jaw. But actually it's a thin letter. إِذَا جَاءَ. You make the mouth thin and don't fill the mouth with air, but make it thin. Either jaw, like J-A-E-W in English, jaw, it's not the way that's pronounced, but more like the word the J in the word jam. Jam, you know, we eat for suhoor, lots of jam. So the jam, it's made very thin. Ja, not jaw, like jaw. So that's the way to pronounce the jeen. The thick letters have an O sound, and the thin letters have an A sound. So ja, ida ja, has more of an A sound to it. Another quality of the gene is that it is oftentimes changed to a gim. A gim. And that is in the land of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. You know where Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam lived? Egypt, yes. We finished reading that surah a few days ago. He grew up in Egypt. And in Egypt they call it Egypt. Egypt. The gene became a gim. So, yeah? Yom al-Guma, yeah, one of the scholars over there is Ali Guma. Instead of Ali Jumu'ah, they call him Ali Guma. And so, one of my relatives, she was in Egypt, and she was praying in the masjid. She said it was a very nice qira'ah. The imam was reciting in a very beautiful voice, until he came to the ayah, Al-Hajju Ashhurun Ma'lumat. Instead of Al-Hajju, Al-Hajju, like hugging. So then she said she couldn't concentrate after that, because they changed the jim into gim. So that's a common, very, very common mistake. So the jim, it doesn't have the gha, the gha sound, but it has the ij sound, like the word jinn in Arabic, not like the word gin. If you had the word jinn in Arabic, the creatures, we call them jinn, not gin. But in Egypt, they change the jim into the gim. So that's one common mistake that you find. So it should be pronounced jim, al-hajj. And the third common mistake that we find in the jim, one, the first is making a thick jaw, the second is changing it to the ga, and the third common mistake in the jim is that people make it very, they make it, pronounce it for a long time, and they make it like a sh, ij. But actually the jim is a strong letter, ij, it has qanqara on it. So it's hajj, not hajj. Not hajj. Al-hajju ashhurun ma'lumat is not correct. Al-hajju. Al-hajju ashhurun ma'lumat. Shidda means strong and short in its pronunciation. So the jim should be pronounced like ajj, not ajj. Ajj, like the sheen. It's a letter of strength, and it's pronounced very quickly from its makhraj. So for example, we have a few ayahs here. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدَخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. Not أَفْوَاجًا. A lot of times you hear some people from Syria, they pronounce it أَفْوَاجًا. They make the jim into j, in a very soft letter, but it's a letter of strength. أَفْوَاجًا. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدَخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. Not أَفْوَاجَا and not أَفْوَاجَا, أَفْوَاجَا. The second example, مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. مِنَن, so here we have the jin, it has the strength on it, the shidda, جِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. Also in this ayah, remember there's two beats on the noon, because it has the shadda. Two beats of gunna, min al jinnati, one nas. Two beats on the noon there also. The third ayah, alam yaj'al. Here the jim, what quality does it have? Yaj, qanqara. Very good. Yes, the jim is a qanqara letter. Many people, they don't know that, but the letter is a qanqara. Does anybody recall? Qutbu al-Bijad. Qutbu al-Bijad, mashallah. Brother remembered in the back. Qaf, ta, ba, jim, dam. Qutbu al-Bijad. Those five letters. So jim is one of them. Alam yaj'al. Not yaj'al. Alam yaj'al kaydahum fi tadlin. Here we pay attention to the qalqal of the jim. Kaydahum fi tadlin. The bod has a sukun on it. Tablin. Tablin. Not tazlin. A lot of times the bod comes out za. Tazlin. Tablin. Side of the tongue. We didn't cover the bod yet, but it's okay if you try your best, inshallah. And the last ayah. Inna ila rabbika ruj'a. Again here. Ruj'a. Qalqara on the jim. And the shadda on the noon. Inna ila rabbika. Remember the ra, when it has a fatha, it has a full sound to it, the thickness. Rabbika ar-ruj'a. So those are the four ayahs. And any questions? Okay, I know that was going to come up. When you have the shadda and the kasra below the shadda, that means kasra in this type of script. Yeah, ila rabbika ar-ruj'a. Does everybody see that? The line is below the shadda, that means kasra. Rabbika. It's a style of writing. It's a different style of writing text. Let's see, yeah. Yeah, the same question? Yes, that's a common, because some scripts they put the shadda in a line below, and this one they put it right by the shadda. If it's a fatha, they would put it above that shadda, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Any questions up to here? Inshallah ta'ala. Okay. Alright, does anybody want to read for us today? Let's start out, inshallah. Let's start out a little bit.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا.
Yes, very good, very good. The only maybe one thing you might, if you make the noon a little bit longer, because it's two beats of nasal sound. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ. And the ra is thick. وَرَأَيْتَ. Very good, mashallah. Very good, yes. A lot of gunnah on the two notes. Very good, mashallah. Brother Ashraf, you have anything?
Right.
How's your sinuses today? Okay, here, this is actually a different surah than surah, but it's actually Alam here. Yeah.
Alam.
Yes. Ar-ruj'a. Good, yes. You've noticed the little alif they wrote in a very tiny way? Ruj'a. It's a little bit longer than that.
Is kaf
going to
join with the ra, or is
the kaf?
The speaker,
yes, yes. That's right. You don't pronounce salam. It goes right to the ra.
Oh.
This is called the shamsiyah, right, Brother Abdullah? This is lam shamsiyah. Inna ila rabbi kar ruja, right? No lam here. Yes. The hams is not pronounced and the lam is not pronounced either, right? So here you see the shadda, they wrote it on the ra. So that means you go right to the ra. Inna ila rabbi kar ruja. Don't even have to pronounce the lam. No, it's not correct. If you say inna ila rabbi kal ruja, that would be incorrect. Yes. So even if you didn't, even if you started with al, you wouldn't say. You'd say ar-ruja. There's a study of, we'll cover it, that there's sometimes you pronounce the lam in the beginning al, like al-qamar. You don't say al-qamar, you say al-qamar. Those are called qamariya letters. And then sometimes you skip over the lam. And those are ash-shams. You have al-shams, you don't say al-shams. You say ash-shams. So those are called shamsiya letters. Sheen is a shamsiya letter, qaf is a qamariya letter. So depending on what type of letter you have, you pronounce the lam or not. Here, the ra, is it shamsiya or is it qamariya?
Shamsiya.
Ar-ruj. Not al-ruja, ash. Ar-ruja. So that means it's a shamsiya letter. We'll cover that. You know, we'll study both. But usually, when you read them a few times, you know yourself. It doesn't sound right. Al-ruja. It sounds better. Ar-ruja. Inshallah. That's something that you hear. You can pick up when you hear it. Inshallah. Inshallah. Any Would you like to read, brother? Yes, brother. Minash shaytan. Shay. Minash. It's like in English, a sh. Minash shaytan. Yes, yes, good. Rahim. More air in the heart. Rahim.
ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا
yes.
من الجنة
والناس ناس ناس
من الجنة والناس
coming out sharp, right? Am I hearing it wrong?
Yeah,
yeah, it's coming out a little bit like sharp. You want to make the tongue inside? And don't fill the mouth with so much air. Just let it come between the two teeth. Nah. Comes right between the teeth. Not in the... Because the sheen is from the middle tongue. We're going to cover that later. The sheen is from the tip of the tongue. So try to make the sound come out from your tip. Nah. Can you say the word nah? Yeah, I got it. Good. May Allah reward you. Yes, brother Abdullah?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم يجعل كيدهم في تبليل
Good. There's an istifala on the bod, which means you elongate it. Tablin. Tablin.
ألم يجعل كيدهم في تبليل
Yes.
إِنَّ إِلَى رَبِّكَ الرُّجْعَى إِنَّ إِلَى رَبِّكَ الرُّجْعَى
ما شاء الله. Is there any قراءة in ورش? Is it the same? Can you read it again in ورش? Let's hear it again in ورش.
إِنَّ إِلَى رَبِّكَ الرُّجْعَى
Oh, ما شاء الله. رُجْعَى not رُجْعَى سبحان الله. سبحان الله. Beauty of the Quran, mashallah. Jazakallah khair, brother Abdullah. Yes, how about the young brother here, mashallah? What's your name again, brother? Izhan. Rahim. Okay, a few things here. Wara'aita an-nasa, make the noon longer. Yad. يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا وراء دين الله دين الله
ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا
مشكرا
من الجنة والنار
good yes next
ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل
Okay, you're reading Warsh too, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. From this no problem. For the start.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا
Very good.
من الجنة والنار.
ما شاء الله. Very good, my brother. What do you brother? Yes, brother.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Okay, couple of things here. The ذان أعوذ أعوذ. من الشيطان شيطان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Yes. بسم الله. The lam is thin. بسم الله. No, بسم الله.
بسم الله.
بسم الله.
بسم الله.
Yeah.
الرحمن الرحيم. ألم
يجعل.
ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل.
Yes.
إنا إلى ربنا
ربك
إنا إلى ربك رجع
أرجع
أرجع.
Okay, he learned the wash from the brother before. Yes, Jazakallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا من الجنة والناس.
Yes, that was good. That was about 1.5 beats of in the Gunna.
من الجنة والناس.
Very good. Another word here. Jazakallah. You don't have to read it in Marsh, you can read it in regular.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alam yaj'al qaydahum fi tadlil.
Okay. If you can make the kaf thin, qaydahum, kaydahum.
Alam yaj'al qaydahum fi tadlil.
Yes.
Inna ila rabbika. إنا إلى ربك الرجاء.
رجاء.
رجاء.
Yes.
إنا إلى ربك الرجاء.
Yes. Very good. May Allah reward you.
ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا.
No.
من الجنة والناس.
غنى was about one beat. من الجنة والناس.
من الجنة والناس.
Very good.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل. إن إلى ربك الرجعى.
اقرا a little bit more full. ربك الرجعى.
إن إلى ربك الرجعى.
Very good. Jazakallah khair. Brother
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
If it's okay, we can, everybody, because we already recited أعوذ بالله, this is a lot of people reading, so just, you can just read the ayahs, because when you read it in the beginning, it counts for everybody, inshallah.
ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا.
Yes. I'm going to make the noon longer. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ.
وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ.
Let's go on the path. يَدْخُلُونَ
فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا.
Good. Wow.
مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ.
Okay. Make the noon longer. وَالنَّاسِ.
من الجنة والناس.
Very good. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. We'll see you more often for Tajweed class. MashaAllah. Yes, Barakallah.
Alam yaj'al kaydahum fi tadlil.
Tadlil.
Alam yaj'al kaydahum fi tadlil.
Yes.
إن إلى ربك الرجعى.
Very good. Jazakallah khair.
ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا.
ما شاء الله, very quick learner.
من الجنة والناس.
Jazakallah khair. Very good. May Allah reward you. I think Brother Renat can even use you. You're hiding here, huh?
Good.
Alam yajal.
ألم يجعل كيدهم
في قلقلة عند الجيم يجعل
ألم يجعل كيدكم في تضليل
نعم
إن إلى ربك رجعا.
ربك شد على الراس.
إن إلى ربك رجعا.
ما شاء الله.
ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا.
قنقنة عند الدال. يدا يدا
يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. من الجنة والناس.
يس كسرة عند الجين. جنة جنة.
من الجنة والناس.
Very good. ما شاء الله. جزاكم الله خير.
ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل.
Good. Make the cast in not كيدهم. كيدهم.
ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل.
Very good. That's called humps. K. K. You hear the air coming out? قيدهم. قيدهم is without the humps.
إن إلى ربك الرجعة.
Good. Make the شدة not رجعة. رجعة.
إن إلى ربك الرجعة.
Very good. ما شاء الله. Yes, brother in the back.
ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا.
Yes, you have the nasal sound. Runs in the family, you know, Brother Jawad too. Waraita, you have to try to make the air come from the mouth. See the difference? Waraita nasa. You want to make the, that's actually, no, I know it sounds funny, but actually it's very important when we recite to not make any letters come from the nose except the noon and the meme. You want to make it come, try to straighten your back and let the air flow from your mouth. It's still the gunna sound, but we'll work on it, inshallah. Very good, brother. Yes,
brother.
Kaidahum. ربك جزاك الله خير. Any questions? Tell me about the deen today. جزاك الله خير. May Allah bless you with the Quran العظيم. صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والحمد لله رب العالمين. جزاك الله خير. جزاك الله خير. May Allah reward you, brother. جزاك الله خير. May Allah reward you, brother, for staying.
A little bit.
Yeah, it sounds like it's good, alhamdulillah, for Allah giving more to help you to keep going with it, inshallah. The soft letter, rikhwa, so you can take your time with it, but even it has another difficult, difficult, so even hold it more. As a shadda, you will hear the ulama, mashallah, ma, really give it the ana.
I was thinking, like, when they say, well, tadlil.
Yeah, tadqala, yeah.
Tadlil.
That's giving a shadda. That's rikhwa. Tadlil. That's a rikhwa.
Tadlil.
Tadlil. From side and the back, you raise the whole back of the tongue up to the top. Tadlil.
Tadlil.
still from the tip. Keep the tip of the tongue down. Raise your tongue. The pressure, this over here, very light pressure. Back here, back here, put all the pressure up. That's the right place.
Because I was thinking like, whenever they put the tongue on top, let them not let it down before calling the alarm.
Here, you don't want to have any pressure on the front. That'll give it the mufakham too. Otherwise it'll come out muraqqaf. Back of the mouth, basically, and use the back of the tongue. If you didn't even have the tip of the tongue, you would still pronounce it properly. Even if you hold, the more you hold it in, the better. That gives it a dip on the elongation.
Thank you.
May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. Except from your Qiyam al-Layl. Alhamdulillah. Good to see you, brothers. Alhamdulillah. Brothers, very shy. Assalamu alaikum again. I'll see you again. Assalamu alaikum. See you again, brother. May Allah reward you, brother. Yeah, you come for tajweed, you know, in the morning.
We'll learn. Now we realize we don't know anything.
Me too, brother.
Alhamdulillah.
It's easy.
Did you say that your brother-in-law or somebody, a friend of yours, I think, he went overseas to study tajweed. He came back home crying.
Yes. He went.
You can tell.
We are so bad.
No, so hard. He thought he knew how to read Quran so good. And he got so many mistakes, he came home, he was like, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. So he felt like, you know, he felt like so bad that he had so many mistakes. But
even just one class, this class, I feel so bad.
Yeah.
Just read Quran and
dude, that's why I read the A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem.
It's good to read it. I wish we had more time. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to rush you. I felt bad that I was... there's a lot of rules on that actually.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to hold the brothers.
I have so many mistakes.
Yeah.
That's why I read it over and over.
Yeah.
I wish
we had more time. I just don't want... I feel bad because the brothers in the end. I feel bad, you know, but... I would love, you know, I'd like to, you know, let everybody read as much as they want, but, you know, that's okay, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. So, you know, when you learn the tajweed, then it becomes so enjoyable.
Yeah.
And very pleasurable when you recite the Quran, you know, because you're following the ilm, the knowledge, you know. Usually what happens, the nafs has to change. You know, that when we start out, we're reciting according to our feelings and what, you know, we like. And after a while, you change it to the knowledge. The way that came from Prophet Muhammad, so it becomes so pleasurable. And then when you hear somebody reciting with tajweed, it feels like music, you know, like so pleasurable because you know there's so much knowledge going into it. People when they hear the qaris, they think, oh, that Allah just blessed him with a beautiful voice. They studied many, many, many years to get to that point where they're reciting everything correctly. Yeah, if you listen like Sudais, probably spend most so many years studying tajweed before he can do something like that. Yeah, so you know, it's you know, a person in the beginning, so many mistakes, and then after a while it becomes smoothed out. You know, like you rub wrinkles, you smooth it out, and then it becomes very easy after. But it takes a lot of devotion to the teacher, the sheikh. I had to go, like the brother was saying, I was a bilal in the ship on our gene. Like maybe like 1 or 2 months, I was always getting mistakes on it. Every letter has 5 qualities, 5 different qualities, like Hams or Jaha, Qalqala, you know, it has 5 qualities that have opposites, and then there's 7 qualities that don't have opposites, that have some letters. So when a sheikh is listening to you recite, each letter he's examining 12 characteristics, and then after that the makhraj also, and the voweling on it. So actually every letter, there's 12 characteristics that have to be correct, and the makhraj has to be right, and the voweling has to be right. So if you're listening very carefully, if your sheikh or your teacher is listening to you recite, every letter he's going to have to examine to make sure it's correct. So all of those things are places where you can have mistakes. You can make it thick instead of thin, you can make it strong instead of soft, you can make it hard, you can make the air come out when it's not supposed to have air come out. So these are all different qualities that you have to learn, you know, over time. So after a while it comes naturally to a person who just recited naturally. inshallah.
Is just for all Arabic language or just for the Quran?
No, just for the Quran. Tajweed is only in the Quran. The scholars say that when you're reading hadith even, most of the ulama say you don't have to do the tajweed. But the Quran is more important because it will change the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The words of Allah are so important, we want to preserve it, you know, very, very carefully. So, Arabs have a lot of mistakes.
Really?
Yeah, we were just reading today Egypt. They say, you know, they change the jim to jim. That completely changes the letter altogether. Yeah, even Saudiya, yeah, they have other, sometimes they change the qaf to a hamza. So instead of saying qalam, they say alam, like as a shortcut. Give me the alam. Qalam means pen, alam means pain. You know, pain or injury. So we're actually saying, give me the injury. When they say alam, alam, you know, alam means pain. You know, pain in a person's body. So they change certain letters. In Yemen, they change, not jim, they change the qaf, letter qaf to gaf. Ga, the ga sound. So they say hagiga instead of haqiqa. You know, al-haq, they say al-haq. Al-haqqa, they say al-haqqa. So they say Qur'an. Yeah.
In
Yemen.
Yemen,
yeah. So, you know, different Arab tribes, they also have some of these mistakes, yeah. So, you know, alhamdulillah, that, you know, that when they learn the tajweed, and they can correct a lot of those mistakes, inshallah. It's very enjoyable, you know, after some time it's become more, very enjoyable. I think in the beginning, I was so overwhelmed when I was like, all these makharij, all these things. I remember very clearly the first day when he was going over the makharij, I said, how am I going to learn all this stuff? And then the second, then you learn the same lesson, second time, gets a little bit clearer. And the third, fourth time, then it makes more sense, you know. It's not, you know, it's one of those like physics or something, you have to hear it a few times before you can get it. And I remember that, it was so hard, you know. But then it gets very enjoyable. I'll make it pleasant for you, make it enjoyable for all of these mothers and children.